Voltaire said, "I disagree with every word you say, but I shall defend to the death your right to say it."
The Junior Leagues of New York State present The Price of Liberty. It took courage to win the freedoms you and I enjoy today. For example, freedom of the press. The earliest libel suit against a newspaper and its owner brought about the now famous trial of John Peter Zenger, publisher of the New York Weekly Journal in the year 1734. Upon the outcome of the trial hinged a phrase we take for granted today, freedom of the press. And now our story, The Trial of John Peter Zenger.
As presiding justice of this court, I demand silence. Gentlemen of the jury, you are here assembled and sworn to the execution of the most important trust that can be reposed in men. To enact laws is indeed the work of the supreme legislature, but upon the execution of those laws, not only the happiness, but the very being of society more immediately depends. It is therefore from you, gentlemen, that the public is to derive whatsoever distinguishes a free and well-governed community from a band of savages who have no principle.
I am John Peter Zenger, publisher of the New York Weekly Journal. I stand accused of seditious libel. I stand accused of speaking my mind in the minds of others who, like me, are fearful of what lies ahead. Under the rule of our governor, William Cosby, I had written and published the truth, and for my pains have been shackled in prison, and now to meet my ultimate fate, dragged into court. Unable to indict me on a charge of treason, the governor of the province of New York seeks now to find me guilty of libel. And as I sit on a crude bench in a courtroom cold with the hatred of his representatives of His Majesty, George II, I am filled with mingled emotions, and I look back upon the events which have contributed to this drama.
My coming to America, my first big opportunity working for Mr. Bradford as an apprentice on New York's only newspaper, and finally, my own printing business.
Look, Peter, more orders. Only 2 weeks in your own printing business and you are flooded with orders.
Oh, yes, my good wife.
Oh, Peter, I'm so happy. Look, an order for 50 prayer books and another for leaflets announcing an auction and one for 100 pamphlets. Peter, God has been good to us. And yet, at times I feel as if you were unhappy, terribly unhappy. You seem to...
Oh, Anna, you imagine. I have everything, health, you, a fine infant son, my own business in a great new land. What else could I hope for? What more could a man want?
His own newspaper?
Yes, his own newspaper. His own newspaper. To think, to feel, to spread the truth about all the things a man holds dear, mostly freedom. And so it was. And now in the courtroom, the endless charge to the jury goes on. Anna sits in the courtroom behind me and her eyes are red. And I think of those days in my shop when together we worked the clock around. And she never once complained. And now her heart is so heavy. So different from that day just one short year ago. I was relaxing at home after a hard day when... Much to my great surprise, a visitor came to the door.
Peter, we have a visitor, a Mr. Randall.
Randall, send him in, Anna. Don't keep him waiting.
I hope you don't mind my walking in, Peter.
Oh, John Randall, I'm so glad to see you. Anna, some wine for Mr. Randall.
Oh, no. I appreciate your hospitality, Peter, but I have something more important on my mind than wine at the moment.
Oh, so? Wait. Then you have agreed.
Yes, now you can start publication of New York's second newspaper, the New York Weekly Journal.
Did you hear that, Anna?
But I don't understand.
Mr. Randall and his friends will back me in publishing my newspaper.
Back you?
Yes, with money and more important, with support of my ideas. Oh, don't you see? There are many, many of us who are unhappy with the administration of the province of New York, mainly because of the governor and his council and their high-handed, ruthless denials of freedom.
Mr. Zenger is right. At least we shall have a voice, a public voice, to make known our grievances, of which, as you know, Zenger, there are many.
Peter, I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy for us all. For all who love freedom and respect the right of mankind.
And here, Your Excellency, in the November 2nd issue of Zenger's newspaper...
I do not have my spectacles. Read it.
It says, it becomes increasingly evident that the slow growth of population in the province of New York can be blamed primarily on bad government.
Go on.
And this, from today's issue, it would seem that under the present administration, our liberties and properties are in danger and should be...
I have had enough. The treacherous dog. I'll see him hang. Order the common hangman to burn every copy that can be found and arrest John Peter Zenger in the name of His Majesty George II. The charge, treason.
In the name of the governor, I demand you open the door.
But what do they want? What have I done?
Open the door, we shall force entry.
What have I done to them?
And so I was clapped into prison. But the jury failed to indict me. However, the governor, bound to gain his ends, then charged me with seditious libel through an information filed by the Attorney General of the province of New York. Already two of my lawyers had been disbarred by the Chief Justice upon order of his governor, their penalty for defending me. Yet no other lawyer in New York can be persuaded to take my case. But my friends are ceaseless in their search for another lawyer. They know it may mean my life.
Order in the court. There shall be order in the court. The jury having been charged, the Attorney General may begin the prosecution.
John Peter Zenger stands accused of false, malicious, seditious, scandalous libel. And to support our views, I shall quote at length from the New York Weekly Journal, the Zenger publication. We see men's deeds destroyed, judges arbitrarily displaced, new courts set up without consent of the legislature, trials by jury are taken away whenever it pleases the governor, men of good reputation denied the right to vote, who in the province can call anything his own or enjoy any liberty longer than those in the administration will condescend to let them, for which reason many have already left the province of New York for Pennsylvania and Massachusetts, and many more will go. So has John Peter Zenger written in his contemptuous journal.
Silence in the court. Order in the court.
The defendant has already pleaded not guilty to the charge. I therefore call upon his attorney, Mr. Andrew Hamilton of Pennsylvania.
Hamilton, my friends have not failed me. They have secured Hamilton.
Order! Order! I demand order! You may proceed, Mr. Hamilton.
May it please your honor, I am concerned in this cause on the part of Mr. Zenger, the defendant. And I do, for my client, confess that he both printed and published the two newspapers set forth in the information. And I hope in doing so he has committed no crime.
The case before the court is whether Mr. Zenger is guilty of libeling His Excellency, the Governor of New York, and indeed the whole administration of the government. Mr. Hamilton has confessed the printing and publishing, and I think nothing is plainer than that the words and the information are scandalous and tend to sedition and to disquiet the minds of the people of this province. And if such papers are not libels, I think it may be said there can be no such thing as a libel.
May it please your honor, I cannot agree with Mr. Attorney. For though I freely acknowledge that there are such things as libels, yes, I must insist at the same time that what my client is charged with is not a libel. And I observed just now that Mr. Attorney, in defining a libel, made use of the words scandalous, seditious, and tend to disquiet the people. But whether with design or no, I will not say. He omitted the word false.
It makes no difference, Mr. Hamilton. It is a libel whether it is true or false. The law is quite clear on that.
I thank you, Your Honor. Then, gentlemen of the jury, we must appeal to you to judge the truth of facts which we are denied the right to prove by law. It is true there was a time when it was a crime to speak the truth. Yet, even in that terrible English court of Star Chamber of which you all know, a great and good man dared to say what I hope, gentlemen, will not be taken amiss here in this court. He dared to say, the practice of informations for libels is a sword in the hands of a wicked king.
Pray, Mr. Hamilton. Pray, Mr. Hamilton. Have a care. Have a care what you say. Don't go too far. I don't like those liberties.
I hope the court will pardon my zeal on this occasion. But the attorney, men in the authority, are not exempt from observing the rules of common justice. The laws of England know no exception. I should think it my duty to go to the utmost parts of the land to protect the cause of liberty. And so to conclude, the question before the court and you, gentlemen of the jury, is not of a small or private concern. It is not the cause of a poor printer, nor of New York alone. No, it may in its consequence affect every free man that lives under a British government in America.
Gentlemen of the jury, gentlemen of the jury, now you are to consider whether the defendant is...
And when the jury concludes his instructions, the jury files out. Hamilton's defense has been brilliant. I have found no inkling in the faces of the jurors. They are stolid, for theirs is a heavy responsibility. More is at stake than my fate. I'm a behind me as white with fear, and my fingers clasp the hard bench where I sit. The jury is returning, led by the foreman Thomas Hunt. It has been an ordeal for them. They file into the jury bench. Momentarily, I shall know my fate.
Yes. The defendant will stand. Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
What is your verdict?
We have found John Peter Zenger not guilty.
The next day, John Peter Zenger was discharged from prison, and a powerful blow had been struck for freedom of the press in the colonies. You have been listening to the story of John Peter Zenger. This program was presented by the Junior Leagues of New York State in cooperation with the State Department of Education and was produced in the studios of WPTR, Albany, New York.